St. Vincent and the Grenadines continues to experience the effects of climate change intensified by the devastation caused by Hurricane Beryl on July 1, 2024, which resulted in widespread devastation and loss of life. Project Coordinator for the Unlocking Opportunities Through Climate Change Initiatives, UOCCI Project, and Training and Education Coordinator at the Center for Enterprise Development Incorporated, CD, Keisha Phillips said the initiative aims to promote a more inclusive approach to climate change that benefits all Vincentians. She added that a climate change adaptation workshop is scheduled to take place from February 24th to 26th.
This project is being implemented to support, recognize, and to foster the contributions of women and the underserved communities in order to create a more inclusive and effective approach to climate action that would benefit everyone. Overall, the goal of the UC project is to reduce the impact of climate change to enhance livelihoods and increase economic opportunities for women and vulnerable communities. I stress vulnerable communities to say that it is not only a project for women, it covers men and also our youth. This workshop is scheduled to take place from February 24th to 26th at the SVG Teachers Cooperative Credit Union Conference Room in Kingstown. It runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. There is no registration fee. It's a free workshop.
Phillips said the workshop targets members of community groups and organizations across the country and is designed to increase awareness about climate risks and vulnerabilities in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The target audience for this training would include members of community groups and organizations, especially those who may have engaged or are currently engaged or are thinking of engaging in any climate change or climate-related activities. And the groups can come from anywhere in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The workshop is designed to increase awareness about climate risks and vulnerabilities in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It also aims to equip the participants with practical tools for climate risk assessment and adaptation planning, and it will promote climate smart business practices and community resilience, which is key. Through this workshop, we also hope to foster collaboration across sectors for integrated adaptation strategies.
The Training and Education Coordinator at the Center for Enterprise Development Incorporated said the CED is inviting local community groups to participate in the workshop as climate change is unfolding and extreme weather events are constantly increasing in frequency and intensity.
We are inviting all local community groups and organizations to get on board and take advantage of this opportunity to get some training and further knowledge and skill set in climate change adaptation. Climate change is unfolding and extreme weather conditions or events are constantly increasing in frequency and intensity. We have experienced that in recent times. We've seen the changes in the sort of weather patterns and weather conditions that we experience. And so this workshop will set the stage by grounding participants in the science of climate change and its real-world implications globally, regionally, and locally.
Training and Education Coordinator at the Center for Enterprise Development Incorporated, CED, Keisha Phillips. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.